Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys Golf Coach Pat Riley. And Mr. Riley, thanks for spending time with us today.
You bet.
Talk a little bit about your background, how long you've been coaching, and how long you've been here in Newton.
Started coaching baseball here in 1999. That's what got me into Newton. Taught 3 years at Colfax Mingo before I got on teaching here in 2004. So I'd coached 4 years already before I got here. Love baseball, kind of is really what got me in the community, and then the golf job opened up in 2005, and it was in the fall, so it didn't coincide with baseball, which is why I took it, and then just kind of really fell in love with the game of golf, and I've been coaching since 2005. I think I'm the longest tenured coach in the district, so this is my 21st
wow.
or 20th year of coaching golf, and it's just a great gig. I'm outside. The love being on a golf course, working with young kids, getting them to fall in love with the game, and I've had some really really good teams over the years, and most importantly, I've worked with a lot of really good kids yeah. that were hard workers on the course and in the classroom, and that's really like that.
Yeah, that's what makes coaching fun,
yeah.
right?
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when did you kind of were you like a late person to get involved with golf yourself personally?
No, I mean, I played golf in high school, went to state tournament okay. 2 years, so we had a pretty good golf team. Always liked golf. I just was such a baseball guy. I played baseball in college. And
okay.
and then, you know, once you start playing golf a lot and then you improve your skills to the point that now it's almost an addiction, and I play as much as I possibly
as you can.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about this year's team. I know last year you had some underclassmen that did really well for you.
Yeah, so we lost one really key kid last year that's playing college golf this year, but I knew I had a lot of kids coming back, and the depth is probably the most that I've ever had in terms of ability to play varsity.
Wow.
I've probably got 10 to 12 kids that could slide into that varsity spot, and I think it's gonna really yield some positive outcomes, because I think our kids are gonna realize that I don't have this varsity spot locked up, and I have to show up every day, work hard every day, and not only on the course, but you know, I really stress that you got to work hard in the classroom. So if you're getting behind in school, I'm just gonna take somebody else because I got somebody
yeah.
that can go. And so it's gonna be, I mean, we're deep. We're six kids going tomorrow. Two of them will be first time playing varsity, and I had a couple kids that played some varsity last year that missed the first cut. But the great thing about this team is I'm going to have qualifiers a lot, and every week it could change week to week on who's going to varsity meets. And I think that will excite them and get them to want to work hard because, hey, I still have a shot to make varsity. It's not over. And those that are holding that varsity spot, I can't quit or ease off the gas because I got kids pushing me that can take my spot. So I always say competition breeds success, and I think that I have a lot of that this year, and I think that each one of those kids will push each other and help everyone get better.
Yeah, I know you had a freshman, Jackson Price, did really well last year, and he'll be probably one of the mainstays this year, right?
Absolutely. He actually ended up as my lowest average last year. But I kept him in the two spot just because he was a freshman and I didn't want to put too much pressure on him. But I think he needs to know now that, you know, he's my guy. He's the big gun, and he needs to go out and do his thing. And he has all the capabilities to shoot low every time he plays. And I think he will. And then he'll just pull those other kids along with him. And I always tell those kids, like, 320 is the magic number. We got to take 480. So if we can take scores that are less than 480 scores, I mean, we got a shot to go anywhere, go to districts, go to state. And I really think we could probably average closer to, not average, but I think we could shoot 310 pretty easy with 275s and 280s, but we just got to have guys step up and do what they can do. And I've seen these kids now for the last 2 years and 3 years, and I know that they're capable of shooting in the high 70s, low 80s. And Jackson, you know, I really foresee him maybe shooting around in the 60s or two this
wow.
this spring. Like, he's that good. So, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for these guys. I don't know how good the other conference teams are, but I feel like we have the team to win the conference and go to state. It's just a matter of can we do it when it counts, and that's what matters in golf. So,
will that be any extra pressure, you know? I mean, on this team, I mean, you know, you're putting lofty expectations on them? Or
I always put them under pressure situations in practice. Like, they have to learn to handle that pressure when they're playing. I don't ever, like, say you guys have to go to state. I say you guys got to post this number, and I know you can do it, so go show me you can do it. And I just tell them, if you post this number, you're going to be somewhere in here. If you don't, you're going to be in here. And and I show them that throughout the season. Like, if you go shoot 310 today, you're probably going to win it or get second or third. And if we do, we're right there. And if we don't, we're down in the middle bottom of the pack. So then they kind of see that I understand the game and how the other teams are and where we can stack up if we go post this number. And so I don't think they ever feel the pressure. Maybe they do, but they don't say anything to me. I just want them to know that they're capable. And I always tell them, you're capable. You just got to go do it.
I know one of your seniors this year, Peyton Rosendahl, he had a pretty good year last year too, didn't he?
Yeah, Peyton and Lincoln both played pretty well. They're developing to the point where those are two really key kids for me to figure out the success of this team. If those guys can shoot what I think they're capable of shooting, along with Jackson and what he shoots, and then those, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 other guys, like I'm saying, we could be really dangerous. We could shoot some really low scores. Now, you know, it's just a matter of can you go post that or not. It is recording, isn't it?
Yeah. I was just checking the time. Yeah. So. Lincoln Peterson is the Lincoln you're referring to. Another one, which I believe is right in Jackson's class, another sophomore, Grant Osby.
Yeah, so Grant played varsity all year last year. He had a pretty rough first qualifying round and then came back and played pretty solid his second round. But Mason Smith and Carter Force, both sophomores as well, posted a little better numbers than he did the last two qualifiers. So they're going Friday instead of Grant. So Grant, I'm sure he'll earn his spot back. Yeah. And that's what I love about this team is, you know, those guys are going to push each other, and they're all, I mean, we could literally have four sophomores playing that are all good golfers or more. Like, it just, you know, there's a lot of talent in depth wise, in that underclass, the sophomores and the juniors that, like I said, those guys will push each other, and their spots are not guaranteed. And we'll qualify every week, so I think it'll be fluid on who's going to meets, and it'll fluctuate from meet to meet and week to week. And
keep them on their toes, definitely.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's just like basketball or any other. You know, you have those starters, but you got to have good quality for them to go up against every day,
and
too.
The tough thing about golf is, like, once you go, like, those are the six you're playing. You can't, like, sub in halfway through a round.
Yeah.
So. It's really tough when it gets to, God, I really like both of these kids and they've really earned it, but I can only take one of them, you know. And so I really want to be able to shuffle kids around and give them all opportunities to play varsity. But the conference stuff matters, and so our conference is set up where we play 12 guys, 6 varsity, 6 JV, and that is like a built-in qualifier for me. So. You know, I always say the 4 varsity scores that count, you guys made the next cut. You're going to the next varsity meet. Those other two guys, if they get beat by one of the JV players, you swap them out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so every – I just want them to know that it matters. So if they're struggling on the course, they can't just say, well, my score's not going to count today. I'm going to quit. No, you better keep going because there's 6 guys behind you that want your spot. Yeah. And you better keep on rolling and figure out a way to keep your score low.
Well, hey, it's been nice chatting with you for the first time. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season, and we'll have some, hopefully, good things to talk about,
Sure. Sounds great.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Randy.
You bet. That is the Newton Boys High School head golf coach, Pat Riley, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.